The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan is at home this Saturday to take on Minnesota, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thanks for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Ted Sobel with Sports USA Radio.
Good morning, Coach. I'm curious your thoughts on the challenges of starting your freshman quarterback if he does start this week. And besides his obvious spark, what do you see from him that you really liked against Rutgers?
Thought that it wasn't too big for him. I thought that he acquitted himself well. 10 of 14 and moved the team. So the thing I liked the most was that moved the team, picked up first downs, and had scoring drives.
And are there specific challenges starting a redshirt freshman?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of challenges, you know, for any quarterback starting in a game. But you know, I think the biggest ones are Minnesota has a lot of good players. They have tough schemes, and you know, so the preparation for the week, the training, the practices, that's where we're at right now. So you know, dive into that and then and attack it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Angelique Gingellis with Detroit News.
Jim, Tim was on the sideline Saturday, and I was just wondering, pardon me, why that move, and do you expect that will continue?
Yes, it's something we talked about as coaches. Tim felt that he wanted to be down on the field with added value, not only of calling plays, but of also making adjustments, being with the offensive line, coaching them all week, and being able to coach them in the ball game. It just you know, changed back. Basically, he was doing that last year and wanted to wanted to be back doing that this week from now on.
And a quick follow up: you mentioned, I just want to clarify on Nick Eubanks yesterday. You grouped them in with Tariq Singh, bones healing, and I was just wondering the nature of Nick's injury.
What specifically? What bone?
Yeah. No, I mean, I didn't know he had a broken bone, so that's what I was, you know, that was a surprise, but I wanted to clarify what the injury was.
Yeah, as you know, per usual, I don't make those announcements, you know, what
right.
bone or what body part, so.
Okay.
You understand why.
I do. I just didn't know. I mean, that was the first time I had heard broken bone with Nick, so that's what I was just clarifying.
That's glad I could provide that information.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Andy Gretter with St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, Jim. I just wanted to ask you about your impression of Coach Fleck. I know that you guys were in the same state coaching for a few years. I know you're busy and on what you guys are doing with the Wolverines. But what was your impression of Coach Fleck, and what do you think of his job so far at Minnesota?
Yeah, always been impressed. You know, being around him in person and watching his teams, watching the Western Michigan team, and now mostly impressed with the Minnesota team. That the hustle is the first thing that stands out. Watching the film, you click it on and you see the hustle. Really good players, tough schemes. And the way they hustle to the ball, the way they, you know, go after the ball defensively, you know, really stands out. The tempo of play on in all three phases, you know, it's, they play hard and with a lot of hustle, and they're talented guys, and they're coaching them well, and you know, it's good ball club. So I mean, that's the most recent evidence is what I'm watching right now.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Biggers with FanRagSports.com.
Hey, Jim. Good afternoon. Just going back a little bit, I mean, the past couple of weeks we've seen Quiddy, we've seen Michael Dwumfor, and I remember in camp Don Brown was talking about Quiddy's hands. I remember while Michael was injured, Greg Maddison was complimenting the way that, you know, he stayed engaged with the team and, you know, doing all the walkthroughs and everything like that. Just wondering if you could kind of detail a little bit the specifics that you've seen out of Quiddy and what you've seen out of Michael and what's warranting more action for them.
Yeah, just the meritocracy of talent and effort that they've been given camp and in practice, both ascending players, both played, acquitted themselves really well in the game. You know, mentioned some other players at the Monday press conference, but, you know, that same regard as Kareem Walker, Brandon Peters, Steven Spinellis, and I think there was one other, but Quiddy Pei and Michael Dwumfor as well. They're ascending and they're playing well. If they stay on the same path of doing what they're doing, I mean, you start to see, okay, I mean, Dwumfor, sometimes could he be another Mo Hurst? You know, maybe, you know, if. And same with Quiddy Pei, you know, another Chase Winovich. Yeah, maybe if, but they're earning more playing time and expect to see them both, you know, getting more snaps, just like some of the other youngsters that I mentioned.
And if I could follow up real quick, Jim, those comparisons right there, I mean, another Mo Hurst, maybe for Michael, another Chase, maybe for Quiddy, those are pretty big comparisons. I know that you don't always go out and compare.
Not there yet. I think that's
right,
that's
yeah.
where they,
maybe,
they, you
maybe.
Know, they could be, maybe, you know, if they, you know, if they, you know, continue, you know, to, you know, train, they continue to, you know, practice, you know, they have a passion for the game and passion for working and improving their technique. And I believe that they both would have, you know, they have the license and ability, phrase it that way. Michael Dwumfor has the license and ability to be, you know, a Mo Hurst in a couple of years. So does Quiddy Pei. Like he could be a Chase Winovich. I mean, you see that. We want them to do that. They have the license to do that, and I believe they have the ability to do that, and they're ascending, you know, toward that. It's really positive to see.
What is that similar
dog
trait they all share?
Yeah,
I have
Adam?
Two.
What kind of dogs do you have?
Two Labradors, a chocolate and a black lab. And evidently a squirrel ran by the window real quick. Sorry about that. But real quick, what is that trait, though? Obviously,
life happening. It's life happening, Adam. Squirrel run by, the dogs are going to bark.
What, Jim, real quick, if I could ask you, what, not necessarily just the comparison, but obviously you see something to even mention them. What is that similar trait that all four of those guys share?
Not talent. Effort. Now the passion of and the work ethic of Mo Hurst and Chase Winovich. I mean, it's been at a high level for 2, 3, 4, 5 years now. I mean, that's where you can get to there. I mean, that's and both of those guys, let's say Mike Dwumfor and Quiddy Pei, I mean, they have examples right there in front of their eyes. I mean, just daily examples of how two guys practice, how two guys work, how they work in the weight room, how they go about film study, how they go about training. So I'm excited that both of them have that example right there in the, you know, at the same position.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
Sure.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay, thank you.